This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My old buddy from San Francisco, he's as piped in as anybody. Very well respected. And he's got a good head of hair, too. Boy, he's got good hair. He really does. Rick Bucher, what up, Buke?
BT, I was just by the 95.7 studios here in San Francisco. The new 95.7 studios. I got to tell you, man,
yeah.
They didn't do us right. They got some plush digs right now. Does not compare to where we were.
Well, that's why we left.
among other reasons, yes. But anyway, they are doing well.
Good for them.
And it feels like old home week for me between that and talking to you here.
I love it. Nothing but love for 95.7 The Game. Know that. No, you know that. And nothing but love for Bukes. All right, listen, Buke. I was convinced Durant was coming here. Let's start with Kevin Durant. I know nobody knows exactly what he's going to do, but do you believe at this point that he knows exactly what he's going to do?
No, I don't think he knows exactly what he's going to do, but I do believe that he's going to have a New York address next season. Okay. It's a matter of how does it happen? And I would expect that if KD gets what he wants, he will be in New York, and he will be in New York on a sign-and-trade with a max deal, with a five-year max deal from the Warriors. Not staying with the Warriors, but getting all the money that he possibly can get, because while everybody is anticipating and operating as if he is going to be the same on the other side of this Achilles injury,
mm-hmm.
I've been told there's a question in KD's mind, but what if I'm not?
Ooh.
What if I'm not?
Mm-hmm.
What then? If that's the case, I need to get all the money and security that I can now, because I may not, especially at his age, when you're looking at 31, 32, he may not have another crack at a max deal.
Yep.
Particularly if he's not the same as a result of the Achilles injury. So max it out now. And it would also make sense for the Warriors to do that if the threat is, well, I'm going to walk regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of whether you're going to do me right. And maybe you get a second-round pick out of it. Maybe you get you definitely would get a trade exception out of it. You can get something for nothing as opposed to nothing if I end up leaving the Bay Area.
I'm going to challenge you a little bit on this. I'm with you entirely on the first part. Listen, don't begrudge Kevin Durant. Make as much money as you can. You got a finite window before your athletic career is over. Go for it. People need to understand it's a business. So he's got to get everything he can. But I think there's risk for the Warriors. And now it sounds good. Warriors doing the right thing. It's very uncommon in sports. And that's true. But let's say they do that. Five-year extension, max money, whatever it is, right? With the intention to trade him. Sounds good in the middle of June. What happens if that rehab, which is arduous, as you know, if he comes back, and even in practice, he's a shell of himself, and what if that gets communicated around the league and nobody wants to trade for him? Then the Warriors are stuck with the five-year max.
Well, no, you would be making this trade. It would be instantaneous. You would sign him to the five-year max with the idea that you're moving him to the Knicks or the Nets as of right now.
Okay. That's different.
It wouldn't be signing him waiting a year.
Okay.
It would be signing him to the max.
Gotcha.
And moving him immediately.
Got it.
Or, a future second round pick,
mm-hmm.
and the trade exceptions. You know, people are talking as if they're going to get this treasure trove. The Warriors have no leverage here. It's not because KD's, for everything I've been told, KD's not going back. So it's just a matter of, are you going to do right by him? And I dare say that they need to do right by him, because the dude ruptured his Achilles,
mm-hmm.
coming back, trying to help you win a three-peat.
Okay. We're talking to Rick Bucher, Bleacher Report, lead NBA writer with us here on Tiki and Tier. Tiki is out, but obviously Bucher and I go back a ways, so we could wrap ourselves here, which is all good. You know, I thought that was a little different from the report that Windhorst, obviously you source your own stuff, I get it, and you're very good at it. But Windhorst's report, at least that was the way it was communicated, was the situation that I threw back at you. Sign him, rehab in Golden State in California for a year, and then trade him. But the way you, it's more plausible the way you lay it out. Okay, gotcha. Just wanted to get clarity on that because it was different.
Yeah, and the fact is, you know, he's relocated to New York. He had the Nets doctor do the surgery.
I know.
From everything I understand, he's going to be doing all the rehab in New York. So, I'm not doubting that Windhorst heard that from somebody.
Mm-hmm.
With a number of these camps, Katie included, you're going to hear a lot of different things thrown against the wall, and they've probably been thrown against the wall by somebody. But ultimately, it's about what makes the most sense. And I've just heard from a multitude of places that KD feels as if he was misled on what could potentially happen if he came back and play. Obviously, Steve Kerr was told he can't hurt it worse. I haven't heard this directly from KD, but I got to assume that he was told the same thing, and that obviously did not happen. So whether his own doctors, whether whoever his age, whoever was telling him, hey, you should play because this is the risk level, they got it wrong because nobody was saying you could rupture your Achilles and be out a year, because if they had, I guarantee you he would come back and play.
Yeah, so that basically means bye-bye Warriors. Obviously, I want to throw a few of the other free agent names by, but I want to incorporate this. I think this is fresh, and even if it's only 30 seconds, because I want to hit the other stuff, as I said, I think certainly my audience and me are interested in how you answer this. The next great player to demand a trade will be.
Oh, wow.
I got you with that. Huh? Not that I'm trying to get you, but it's an interesting question, right? Because we saw what happened with Anthony Davis, and we focus on the free agents. Who's the next great player that might say, get me out of here?
Do we put Draymond Green in a camp?
I don't. You can. I don't.
Okay. Interesting across the board. I'm trying to think of places. I don't know that there's a great player in place that isn't already moving.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kyrie Irving obviously is not going back to Boston.
I think
we can, I think it's safe to say that.
Yep.
Al Horford opted out of his deal.
Mm-hmm.
So what other great players are we? I'm looking across the board.
Yeah.
Paul George is not going to say that. Russ Westbrook's not going to say that. James Harden is not going to say that. Chris Paul could say it and wouldn't make a difference.
Doesn't matter.
Because, he's going to do what I've had GMs, players come in and say, hey, I want to be traded. They hand them the phone. They go, find me a team.
Yeah.
I'll happily trade you.
Exactly.
So I'm just looking across the board. Who am I missing from our mythical top 10 that would want
to Rick, let me ask you this. What if we expand it to say that mythical top 20, like a Devin Booker, a Karl Anthony Towns? I'm just throwing names out there.
Interesting. Yeah, the Devin Booker thing is a good name to bring up, because I want to see how it works with Monty Williams.
Yeah.
Because as I understand it, one of the reasons that they drafted Cam Johnson is that they want to change the culture there.
Okay.
And Monty Williams is not a big fan of D'Angelo Russell.
Okay.
Devin Booker is.
Hmm.
So if they end up getting crossways over that, and Monty says, hey, you're either with me or you're not, that's an interesting proposition. I probably have to go Devin Booker as the most the most likely candidate in the clubhouse.
Okay. Senior NBA writer, Bleacher Report, FS1, all over the tube, NBA analyst, my buddy Rick Bucher. Buke, couple of minutes. I thought Jimmy Butler fit Philly like a glove. It seems like the signals are the opposite. Butler's kind of forgotten here a little bit with the Durant and Kyrie and the Kawhi stuff. What happens with Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, well, I think he's one of those B-list guys, as much as Jimmy might not think of himself as that. But it really comes down to KD and Kawhi, and I'd still put Kyrie in this camp just because there's an umbilical cord between him and KD. I think those guys get decided first. My sense is that if Jimmy is going to be the proverbial third wheel, he would rather do it with LeBron and AD than with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. And it's just it's a matter of respect. It's a matter of I want to play with veteran guys who I know can get it done, and I'd rather be in L.A. and in that market than I would in Philadelphia. So a lot of this just depends on what's put on the table, ultimately who offers what. The Lakers are going to have a hard time giving him as much money as the Sixers are capable of giving him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that the Sixers are going to get or going to break the bank on him.
Yeah.
So that might be enough to push him out the door.
Ten seconds, and with you, we got it. 10 seconds, Bucher.
Yes.
Kawhi, the Clippers or staying in Toronto?
Clippers have been the leader in the clubhouse all this time. I can tell you that they are panicked. And if push came to shove, I've been saying Clippers all along, I would say that the Raptors have the better chance as of right now.
Boom. Good stuff, Rick. Really good having you back on the show. I've been saying that about the Raptors as well. We'll see if we're right. Good stuff, man. Thank you, Buke.
You got it, PT.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.